A video on the Freerides website calls Haines the dream stop.
And of course, everyone wants to go to Haines.
Tom Winter is the Freerides North America spokesperson. Haines is different than the other Freeride stops in France, Andorra, Austria, and Switzerland. It's more remote, there's no ski resort, and the mountains, according to the athletes, are incomparable. Here's Italian skier Arianna Tricomi after the 2016 competition.
The way the mountains are, it's different. They're big, they're powerful, and just be in this place, it's just far away and in the middle of nature. So it's been a powerful competition.
Tricomi is one of 28 athletes who, after three competitions over the past couple months, made the cut for Haines this year. The pool was narrowed from 52 to 28. It includes 12 male skiers, 6 female skiers, 6 male snowboarders, and 4 female snowboarders.
Haines is an exclusive event, and so it should be limited, and only the very best should be able to qualify to go to Haines.
Again, Tom Winter. The Freeride reduced the number of athletes and support staff it's bringing to Alaska this year. Winter says it's partly because the Freeride wants to set the bar even higher for athletes to make it to the finals, but it's also because of money. Haines is the most costly competition.
Haines is the most expensive tour stop, given the logistics and the helicopters and everything else that goes into it.
In Haines, athletes and equipment need to be helicoptered to the mountain peak. The remoteness adds to Haines' appeal, but also the expense. The plan this year is to have the competition on the same mountain face as the previous 2 years. The location is dubbed the Venue. It's near Little Jarvis Glacier, about 35 miles up the Haines Highway. Haines Tourism Director Leslie Ross works closely with the Freeride organizers.
That particular venue seems to work well for them, and I think it's easier than trying to move everything to a new location.
The Freeride's permit with the borough provides a week-long window to hold the competition from March 18th to 25th. In 2015, the window had to be extended because of less than favorable weather conditions. There was a challenge of a different sort during last year's competition. The Freeride broadcasts its events live on the internet for its global fan base. In 2016, satellite issues prevented the Haines event from live streaming.
It was a big downer for not only for Haines, but for they're known for their live broadcasts. So people all over the world were trying to watch it and couldn't.
Winter says the technical team has a plan B and plan C to prevent that kind of problem from happening again. Locals will have a chance to meet athletes during a welcoming reception at the Sheldon Museum Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Then the athletes will keep a close eye on the forecast and hope for ideal conditions to carve out the perfect run in the mountains of Haines. I'm Emily Files in Haines.